If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Peter Engelbrecht, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us this evening on Kaya Biz, and congrats on your great results.
Oh, thank you. Very kind of you. we're very pleased that that the customers voted and assisted us to get here. So fantastic. Yeah, thank you very much.
Absolutely. We are talking at the moment. It's been an interesting morning. Excuse me. I'm used to breakfast. It's been an interesting evening discussing GDP results. The GDP print, talking a little bit about the first quarter in the year, in many, many years, that we've been able to record without any load shedding, talking about consumption spend that has been really great. So it kind of leads us naturally to the discussion of possibly the most pervasive retailer in South Africa that touches almost every single South African. What do you think underpins this excellent sort of 21.4 billion rand increase in top line sales in your core SA supermarkets?
I would be amiss not to say Team Shoprite in their level of execution is almost unmatched. That will be wrong. I mean, we're about people. We employ well over 160,000 people. That's excluding contractors and all that. So it is. It's really unbelievable from the team. And secondly, there is something in there that customers kept on. Keep their loyalty. We increase the customer visits to our stores. So somewhere, the pricing is appealing. The on-shelf availability helps people to actually save money because you don't have to shop around. You get what you're looking for when you are there. And that also goes into the digital performance or deliverable in terms of, I mean, a digital customer is even more demanding. In the sense that I want it now, I want it in an hour, and I want everything that I ordered, not half of it, because I'm making something now. So therefore you have to, because we pick from store, you have to ensure that you have very high levels of in-stock. And to that end, I mean, we're down at the levels of our inbound service levels from manufacturers and suppliers about 80, just above 80%, where our outbound, that is to our stores, sits at 99%. So it takes a significant investment in distribution and supply chain and stock to fulfill that promise. And somewhere it looks like there's a bit of recognition for that from the consumer.
I'm going to come back to those logistics because I think they're very important, in particular the Pingo delivery and, as I was talking about just before you came on the line, the 60-60 business. But let's just talk about how you're acknowledging that the customer recognized this great effort. And, you know, for me, your numbers were broadly in line with most expectations. I figured a lot of the performance today had to do with profit-taking, considering a really great run over the last, at least year-to-date, if not full year. But I thought that a 6% almost drop in the share price today might have been a bit harsh. Do you think that maybe you were misunderstood by the market?
No, it if you look back in history, it's quite the trend that on the day of the results there's either some profit taking or some position that people have taken. And that usually towards the end of the week recovers. But of course, one would be not human if you're not disappointed by it. If you think that the Shoprite Group have outperformed the market double, two times, and the expectation is just very high. And we understand that we command quite a high price earnings at the moment. If you want a good share, it's probably not going to come cheap.
Well, okay, so you're paying the price for being exceptional at what you do, and now that's the best is the only thing that people people expect. All right, I'm glad to hear that it should recover by the end of the week. Peter, I just want to talk a little bit more about the drivers of performance. You spoke about the customer, the excellence of the team, and I would imagine in this very difficult economic environment, consumers or households aren't only trading down or increasing, you know, their commitment to a Shoprite to Shoprite brands, but they're also rewarding the company for innovations and expansion. Talking a little bit about possibly, I mean, we just did a quick survey around the studio. We're all 60/60 users first and foremost. Probably more than most. Great marketing campaigns, whether it be from the Springboks and the like. And of course, this expansion into unique clothing, which I'm quite curious about. Do you think some of that is already starting to come through the numbers?
So firstly, thank you very much for supporting 60/60. I hope we can continue to deliver on our promise and have you as a customer. So on that. So if we go to adjacencies, the businesses, firstly, it was incubated around, again, the data and information and what we have around customer behavior, not customer info, the purchase behavior. And for example, we saw during COVID that a lot of people got a pet for the first time. And we then look at the market share. There are a lot of pet items you're not allowed to sell in the supermarket, only in a specialized store, so we went into pet. And so with baby, and then the change in patterns or buying patterns is clothing in particular. It took a long time for us to take that decision, but we used to be quite big in clothing in the hyperstores. But then we noticed that there's a new trend here where people don't want to put a chicken in their milk in the trolley, and then on top of that, the shirt you're going to wear to work tomorrow. So people wanted to buy this at the specialized store. And same on the health and beauty. People more and more elected to buy things that are available in a supermarket, but want to feel like they're buying it in a specialized outlet.
Right.
So then we found what we believe is a niche in the clothing market. We're in essentials, the basic of your wardrobe. Then you can complete it with some fashionable items from there, high quality at a value proposition. And then similarly on the MediRite Plus, where we saw people buying at specialized outlets, and most of them are very close to our entrances because the supermarket does the hard work to get people there.
Yes.
And then, so we said, okay, why don't we do that? We're sitting on 140 pharmacy licenses, so let's give it a try. So now it's early days for all of those adjacencies. It's a long play for us to continue to be able to give sustainable growth.
Absolutely. And it seems to, and as you said in your results presentation, that's sort of the manifestation of your streamlining your strategy, and which kind of underpins, I guess, why it was easy for you to let go of your furniture brands like House and Home and OK Furniture.
Easy, maybe not
the right word. Okay,
but I'll go with that in terms of I do think it's a better fit in the long term, both for the people and also for the business and for Pepkor, because they made these investments already in the furniture business in terms of systems, and they've got the infrastructure to seamlessly integrate that business into theirs. While every year we prioritize that 8+ billion we spend on capital, and because the Shoprite business have more than doubled in the last couple of years, the contribution from the furniture side actually reduced more and more.
Right.
But it actually needs quite a bit of capital injection. They need to have a digital platform. There's a big investment required. So for us, it's completely separate. It's not, doesn't form part of an easy integration into the supermarket or the FMCG kind of business. And that's why this is a good fit. We still have to wait for approval from authorities, though.
Peter, I do have to let you go. I know you've got plenty of interviews to pay attention to today, but please do promise me we can follow up our conversation to specifically discuss your omni-channel engagements. I'd like to know a great deal. I could do a whole show with you just on that.
We'd really love to. Thank you so
much. Fantastic. Thanks so much. Peter Engelbrecht is the Group CEO of ShopRite Group, delivering excellent results. Continue to let us know how you select your retailers, whether or not you use delivery services for reasons other than convenience. And of course, let's carry on with the vote. Are you a 60-60? Are you a Dash? Are you an ASAP? Or are you a Zulzy?
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.